The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians.
Her church was up in Connecticut, in the place where I was born. In her retirement, she moved back to Jacksonville, where she leads a Bible study, and also she mentors a group of priests and ministers of various denominations. This past January, Neely took her little group of ministers and priests to the Holy Land, When Jesus began his ministry, people realized very quickly that whoever he touched would be healed. Peter goes to the home of Simon and Andrew, and Simon's mother-in-law has a fever. And all Jesus has to do is simply take her hand, and his touch is so healing that the fever leaves her. And she gets up and she starts cooking for everybody and serving them. You can imagine how fast that news traveled through the grapevine. By evening, everybody in the village who had some kind of physical ailment was swarming at the door of Simon and Andrew. Everyone wanted to touch Jesus, because when they did, it took away their aching back, their migraines, their sore throat. Whatever it was, instantly, they were healed. And so the people were like flies, swarming around Jesus, just wanting a piece of him, just to be able to touch him.
Hear his message.
you to know and love your Lord. God wants you to notice all the things that He's doing right around you, maybe right next to you. God wants to save more than just our physical bodies. God wants your heart. God wants your soul. So that even one day when your body rests
us confess